This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen up. That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
The Don and Mike Show.
Time for another webisode of the Don and Mike program.
And we are back. I'm all vasectomied out.
Not me.
I said it, Rob. I said the word. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
all, knew you would.
I'm all procedured out.
You sweared to our Lord.
You just swore.
I'm sorry, not sweared.
It's just
I'm
Mike,
not flipped out.
Mike, Rob, and Buzz today. Don is making his way back from his family obligations. Our prayers are with him on the loss of his father. He will be back on the show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to give you an update on the Joe Gibbs, Fire Joe Gibbs Now website.
Yes.
Please.
We have 9,000 hits, and so far it is running exactly 50-50 on whether or not to fire Gibbs Now.
Wow.
Joe
is. Are you surprised at that?
Yeah, I actually am a
Me
little
too.
Bit. You know, I'm somewhat surprised. Joe is very excited about it. Joe's out for blood.
Oh, I know it.
Joe is out for blood. Man, I just can't believe it's even 50-50.
I can't wait to see you there.
Hey, Joe, and is Joe at his station? Joe, are we getting also the opportunity for people to vent on that website, too?
Yeah, there's the mail room.
The mail room, so people can not only vote, but they can also put down their little comments about the whole thing?
Right. When you vote, you have the option of stating your point of view, and I go ahead and post those for other people to read and be entertained.
And what's your point of view on this, Joe? You seem very adamant before.
I bleed burgundy and gold, but I just see, I'm looking at it realistically, and it's just not good. I say, let's just start all over again.
All right, Joe. Thank you very
that
much.
That means he wants to fire
we'll
Joe.
We'll check
Gibbs.
Back with you later.
Yeah, I love the Skins, and I hate Dallas, but I just don't see good things for Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Joe Hartinger.
Joe Kornheiser.
Sports reporter. Joe Hartinger, and you can be linked to Fire Joe Gibbs Now at our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. But without further ado, we have to get to the Buzz interview.
Yes.
I'm really glad he's doing this because I'm not sure I'd want to. One ganja-smoking granddaddy has some token tips, oh, God, for high schoolers. Evan, is it Kelleher?
Kelleher.
Well, it's not spelled right. That's not how you spell Kelleher.
He's a pothead. What do you want?
All right, let's get him on the line here. All right, and then we'll turn it over to our chief medical correspondent, Buzz Burbank. Evan, are you there?
Yes, I am. That name is Kelleher, you know. Somebody dropped an L on me.
Oh, okay. It's supposed to have two L's. That's
don't
why.
Well, I mean, when we came from Ireland, it had two L's.
Yeah. Hey, he's Irish, Mike. How about that?
Evan, can I ask you a question? Are you high now?
Grandpa Ganja is always high.
Oh, that's
24/7.
76 years young. Is that right?
That's right. And I've smoked marijuana every day for 37 years.
Well, Evan, then I'm gonna turn it over. We have a chief medical correspondent here that I think you'd probably like to talk to a little bit more. Say hi to Buzz Burbank.
Okay.
Buzz. He's right here.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Buzz, Grandpa Ganja, how are you?
Good. I hope you're a little more optimistic than that other guy.
Well, I'm optimistic, but I also have concerns. But we can talk about all that. We can be friends. In fact, the first thing I want to ask you is, would you be my grandpa? Oh,
well, you'd want my free pot, that's right.
Oh, God.
Well, we can talk about that, too. Here's my question for you, Grandpa Ganja.
Yeah.
You've written this book called The High School Survival Guide, and it's tips and tricks for high school kids. Things they ought to know about marijuana. Do you think that's really I'm not against what you're in favor of, but do you think that's really a good idea?
Well, actually, you know, you don't know that you haven't seen the book, of course.
That's
so
true. Not yet. No,
about.
I haven't gotten my autographed copy yet.
Well, okay, maybe we'll arrange that. However, the book
too high to read it.
The book is not about pot.
No.
Okay. No, for openers, it's not about pot.
What's
Grandpa,
it about?
Grandpa Ganja comes from several years ago when I wrote a book called Grandpa's Marijuana Handbook.
Excuse me, Grandpa?
Yes.
This is Mike here. Hi, how are you, sir?
Yeah, fine.
Do you always refer to yourself in third person?
Not always, but in this case, it makes a point.
All right, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, Buzz.
But in any case, I wrote that book, Grandpa's Marijuana.
Are you high?
And
no.
I added a video to it called Grandpa's Marijuana Handbook, the movie.
The movie. That has Sam the Cat in it.
Yes, and now that's right. You're the cat.
Hey, ho, ho! What movie? Sam the Cat?
Have you seen the video?
Unfortunately, no, Grandpa Ganja. I haven't seen the video.
When you mention the cat, that strikes a familiar chord because in the video, I'm presenting facts about spot and whatnot.
Grandpa, you should know. I pass on grass, Grandpa.
We had to park him on hold.
Oh, really?
He said whatnot.
He did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
How do you want to handle this? How do you want to proceed?
Well, I think
we need a ruling on this.
All right. Rob, speak to him for a moment.
All right, hold on.
And I want you to be tough on this guy, regardless of your political beliefs.
He's peddling this stuff. We're off the air right now.
I put you on hold because you broke a cardinal rule.
If you
peddling weed to high school kids.
No,
wrong, Buzz.
No, he doesn't do that.
It's totally wrong.
His book isn't even about
that. It's against all of my principles.
You're smarter than that.
And he said the WN.
A lot of people do. It doesn't make it right.
Okay,
but nobody told
him. Back on the air, but please, no more whatnots.
Does he understand?
No. Yeah, kind of.
Pothead.
You see, the thing is about whatnot is no matter
He wouldn't have said that if he wasn't just, you know, his brain wasn't fried.
Don't be so judgmental.
I'm trying not to. Don't like the title of the book, Grandpa Ganja's High School Survival Guide. No,
okay,
not right.
Okay, well, I'll try to get a clarification.
Rob, did you give him a talking to?
I told him
Does he understand what the rules are?
Well, as much as he can.
All right, put him back on. Grandpa Ganja, Rob, talk to you a little bit.
Okay, let me get this in before something else happens here.
Please.
All right, well, it's just that particular, Grandpa, hold on a second. Grandpa, it's that one particular word. We just have a terrible problem.
I know. I just got the lecture on that from your pal.
Very good. I'm glad.
So that's been handled.
He's about to have a vasectomy, you know.
Now, let me, a little late maybe for that.
Yeah, have you ever had one? Have you ever had a vasectomy, guy?
Let me tell you about the video,
whatever. Please, the video.
I want to hear about the cat.
Or we don't have to, whichever you...
No, you go right ahead. You're not getting testy. Mellow out, Grandpa.
Well, all right, boys. Let's get a grip on things here.
No problem at all.
Exactly.
Okay, it sounds like, you know, you wonder which one of us is stoned, for God's sake, here.
You make a good point.
Whatever.
Anyway, you might want to know this.
Please, go ahead.
There was a movie. It's a 26-minute video, which I made here right in my den. And in the video, there's one scene where my cat, unbeknownst to me, is eating my pot plant.
Shut
and that's where we get the cat reference. However, for all your listeners out there, if you go to YouTube and look up Grandpa's Pot Book,
you'll
see the video in its entirety.
You love YouTube.
Grandpa's Pot Book on YouTube.
Buzz, this guy's he's just plugging away.
Okay, now,
Hey, what's wrong with that? Grandpa
Ganja, we will give you your plugs at the end of the show. We do want
to. That's not a plug, folks. I'm trying to.
Well,
tell
it's
people
a plug.
If they want to know,
it's a plug. You know, the marijuana hasn't made you any less curmudgeon-y. I'll tell you that
I'll tell you what. It's not a plug. I don't make any money off the video. Okay, that's at YouTube. I don't make anything off that.
Grandpa Ganja, I must interject here. Don't you think that using marijuana every day, as it says here, for 37 years, don't you think that can cause brain damage?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm glad you brought it up.
Thank you.
There's a guy right here at in San Diego where I am, UCSD, a professor, a psychiatrist. He made a study just about 4 years ago with 750 people, and he was looking, studying long-term pot smokers. People smoke for 10, 20, 30 years because he wanted to see if their brains were screwed up.
Buzz, you're listening to him, aren't you?
Now, the man ran the test, and he concluded at the end of the study that there was no signs of brain damage in any of these people's heads. Right. Now, that's a fact. By golly, you can take that to the bank.
What about the munchies, Grandpa?
What monkeys?
Munchies.
Munchies. Oh, you get the munchies.
Do you see? Do you see primates?
I'll tell you something. That's not true either. I'm over 6 feet tall. I weigh 155 pounds.
Very thin. Right. That's true.
Are your fingers orange?
Are you kidding?
No,
I don't need munchies. I control.
Do you
my
have
diet.
All your? Do you have all your hair?
Absolutely not.
Really? You're bald?
Yeah, pretty bald.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a wife?
Yes.
How long have you been married?
56 years.
Hey, congratulations.
Hey, that's just like Buzz, the guy that wants to ask you questions about marijuana.
Yeah,
Mary
okay,
Jane, the chronic,
now,
the sticky
now,
bud.
Now, Grandpa Ganja, I want to try to help you out here if I possibly can, because I'm afraid people are going to get the wrong idea about you. And you were saying that your high school survival guide is not really about high schoolers smoking pot, right?
No, not. There's one chapter in the book that deals with drugs.
Yeah, what's
that's
it?
Alcohol and everything.
Right. Now, what's the book really about?
It's actually
you know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody's talking about the show. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that.
Cherry tree crap. Grandpa Ganja doesn't write like that. I don't write down to people.
What about alcohol, Grandpa Ganja?
Alcohol is fine if you have a little wine once in a while. Otherwise, alcohol is bad for you. Look at the record. It kills everybody. Pot kills nobody, by the way. Never.
That's right. Nobody's ever died from it, have
they? Oh, now come on now. Like that, you can't be you can't hop in your car if you're all hopped up on wacky tobacco and run your car into a pole or something like that?
You know, there's on my website, which is grandpaspotbook.com.
Oh, Jesus, you plug. I mean, what is the marijuana guy plugging like crazy?
People need to know this
stuff.
Right. I've got on my website.
I'm not going to let you pander to people that are going to buy Mary Jane.
Oh, good for you, Ed.
Okay, well, whatever.
No, we're just having a little fun, Grandpa.
Yeah, I know.
Do you have grandchildren?
We have one granddaughter, the girl came from China.
Uh-huh. Oh, you adopted her?
Well, my son did.
Yeah, all right.
And she's just 7 years old, and everybody loves her. Mm-hmm. Just
That's fascinating. You know, Hideki Okajima's jersey is selling on eBay for $12,500. What do you think of that?
What is?
Hideki Okajima's jersey. You heard about that, right?
It's made of hemp.
No, was he a baseball player?
He's a baseball player for the Boston Red Sox. But listen, I digress, Grandpa Ganja. We have a gentleman here in our studio that we actually brought in for the purposes of this interview, who's actually severely and he says very detrimentally addicted to pot, and he's in the studio right here. Would you like to talk to him?
Yes, I certainly would,
sir. You've been addicted for a long. Well, I mean, you've done it for a long time, haven't you, sir?
20 years.
How many years?
20 years.
20 years.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, why don't you tell Grandpa Ganja about your addiction?
You think it's addictive, do you?
Well, yeah, but I don't mind it. You see, Mike, he painted me wrong. I love pot.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I keep it in a bowl on top of my fridge,
sure,
so my kids can't find it.
Good for you.
Good idea.
And what I do is I get up in the morning at about 7 in the morning, and I look at the Today Show. Do you watch the Today Show? You look at TV?
I do.
Yeah.
Look at the TV.
I look at TV, and I roll a big fatty, and I smoke it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. And then, you know, I'm really feeling good about my day. And then about 10 o'clock comes, and I have another one. But this time, I smoke it in a marijuana.
All right, thank you very much, very much. He's going to tell you all about what he does. Buzz, we have to get this interview back on track here.
Agreed.
I know you have questions for Grandpa Ganja.
At noon, I have one with
lunch. Please, sir, I'm sorry. We need to continue this interview.
All right.
So you've been doing it near on 4 decades now, right, Grandpa?
Yeah, and let me remind people, too, you don't know this, but I started using it for glaucoma.
Oh, right. I see.
I have had for about 50 years.
50 years? So you've had it since your 20s?
Yeah, that's right.
And
wow.
And it helps?
Well, my glaucoma was discovered when I was 31, but the doctors told me I'd had it for 10 years.
Grandpa Ganja, please tell us all about the munchies.
The munchies,
sir, yes.
I was telling you.
Strong desire for food after smoking Mary Jane.
I know the pot works at least half the time because I can still see out of one eye.
Oh, excellent. That's wonderful. So
I use medical marijuana, too.
This is our guest here, our addicted marijuana user.
What I'll do is I'll cook it in a brownie. Have you ever cooked it in a brownie?
Of course.
What you do is you go to the store and you get a box of brownie mix, and it can be like Duncan Hines or Betty Crocker.
I think he
knows. Yeah, I know how to mix it.
And then you put in eggs and oil, and you bake it. But before you bake it,
he knows.
You put in the marijuana, and then
Let me ask you this, Grandpa.
It was prescribed for my colon.
Excuse me, guest. We need to have Buzz continue with the interview, please.
Bongs or doobies?
Love them.
Bongs or doobies?
Bongs or doobies, Grandpa?
What's about that?
What's your preference, bongs or doobies?
Oh, well, I smoke the joints, you see. Yeah, doobies. Yeah.
What type of music do you listen to, Grandpa Ganja?
I tell you, I'm a classical music fan.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Not Hendrix or anything like that?
No, I enjoy the Allman Brothers.
I listen to classical music pretty much, Bach and Beethoven, all that.
You know what's great, Grandpa?
I like that stuff.
When I'm listening to the Allman Brothers and smoking pot, what I'll do is I'll use a bong, which is it's a marijuana water pipe.
I know what it is.
Yes, and it cools the smoke. I put, instead of water, I put in scope.
Yeah, but
Have you ever done that?
Trouble is you end up drinking the bong water.
No, I don't.
No, but it spills and you swallow it. I don't
know.
Excuse me, sir. We have another question from our chief medical correspondent, Mr. Burbank, who is speaking to Grandpa Ganja. Yes, Buzz, I'm so sorry. We've been interrupting you this whole time.
No, that's quite all right. And so your health is good after nearly 40 years of use.
Excellent.
And you have a lot of friends. You have a good life. Have you done any jail time?
I do just fine. I'll tell you, I've got a doctoral degree.
What about the jail time that Mr. Burbank asked you about, sir?
I'll tell you what, let me tell you this.
Go ahead. What?
I have written a dozen books, a dozen screenplays,
oh my God,
two stage plays. I'm a full-time writer.
Right.
I'll tell you this.
I did a play once.
Every word that I have written.
What about the jail time?
Every word I have written, I've been stoned out of my gourd.
Have you done jail time, sir?
Of course not.
You've never been busted for pot.
I'm a retired school teacher.
Well, that doesn't matter. I mean, if you're smoking pot all the time.
I'll tell you what, I live in California. Pot is legal here.
Yeah, of course he does. Yeah.
Pot is legal here. Come on, Prop 215. Where have you guys been?
You know what, Evan? I went to jail once. for money laundering.
That's not relevant.
Right.
That is not germane to the discussion.
It is, because when I was in jail, I couldn't get any bud.
It is not relevant. We make a very good point here, because after all these years of use, you haven't had any run-ins with the law.
I have.
Right, Grandpa?
Well, that's true.
Well, I have to ask you this question, Grandpa Guns. It says you have used marijuana every day for 37 years, including like 10 minutes ago, right?
That's right.
And it's never caused you any harm. What about the addiction factor? That sounds like addiction to me.
Well, let me just give you an example of how that's not so.
Okay.
About 15 years
now
ago
I'm listening.
Or so,
yes.
20 years ago, I had to leave the country for a month. I was doing some writing up in Montreal.
Uh-huh.
So I had to go to Montreal. I didn't want to take pot with me because I didn't want to deal with the border thing.
Right.
So I didn't take any pot. I went up there. I was there for a month. I was writing on a TV show up there.
Right.
I worked the whole time. I never asked anybody for pot.
I
never had any pot.
How is your sexual function?
I'll tell you. Well, listen, I'm a married man. I was in Montreal, of course.
No, but I mean your sexual function right now. Are you able to function down there?
I told you my health is excellent. Incredible. In every regard.
In every regard. So are you sexual? Are you active, sir?
I have no need for what are those?
Viagra.
Are you active?
I never saw Viagra. I don't need it.
After 20 years, I'm useless down there.
Can't
do a damn thing.
So you went a month without it, and you were just fine.
No, I'll tell you what. I didn't have any pot for the month.
Yeah.
And I did all the work I had to do, and I had no trouble at all.
And you are active currently.
I was sober the whole time. And when I came home, I lit up a joint and started smoking.
How is your love life right now, Grandpa?
I say excellent.
He answered that.
Well, no, he really didn't give me the specific answer, Buzz. Stop defending him.
When you get to be 76, you know, you don't get your customary four or five times a week.
I understand.
Buzz, I'll never make it.
Buzz, would you like to ask the doctor any final questions about, not the doctor.
You mentioned
Dr. Ganja.
He has a doctorate.
Right.
He did, and that's what I want to ask you about. What's your doctorate in?
My doctorate in education. I'm a retired teacher.
Education. Very good.
Yep. I have a doctorate.
What do you have a doctorate in, sir?
I have a doctorate in economics.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. But the problem is that I can't remember anything because I've been smoking weed for so long. I don't even remember if it was macro or micro.
Do you get a lot of that, sir, that people argue with you because they say, yeah, it does do damage to my brain, like thinking and stuff?
Everybody says that.
I have a doctorate.
They don't know what they're talking about, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
How much do you have on your person right now, Grandpa?
Well, I usually have maybe a pound or something around.
A pound.
Wow.
You can get locked up for that, can't you?
I told you I use it every day.
Yeah.
Really?
I have a doctorate.
It's all about supply.
Hey, let me, before we get lost here and you guys cut me off.
Oh, we're not cutting you off, sir.
Listen, let's hear all these things. I've been writing for years.
Yes.
What about weed? Is it going to be any weed?
I don't have an agent.
Uh-huh.
Now, by God, if there's an agent out there, are you?
I happen to be an agent myself, sir. Yeah,
CVS, is that the whole country?
I could represent you. Yes, I could represent you and get you good bookings all over the country.
Doesn't Donald Ephraim represent a lot of the pot smokers?
Well, he's a pothead himself, as a matter of fact.
I need a literary agent.
Actually, it's his son, Elliot Ephraim. Big pothead.
Now, if there's a guy out there anywhere in America listening to Grandpa Ganja,
I got it for you. He said it's Ephraim and Associates, Doc. You don't have to worry. Grandpa, you don't have to worry. I've got one for you. Elliot. That's the guy's name. Elliot Ephraim. He'll be able to take care of you.
Ask for Joe.
Is he a legit agent?
Well, he's a totally legit agent. You want to ask for Joe Coyne. He's the guy that works all the time, and he's straight as an arrow. He is never high. Elliot, you know, is floating all around the room all the time.
You know what? You know what, Evan?
Yeah.
I have a doctorate.
You have?
I do. In economics.
Okay, thank you. He's repeating himself because he's all high.
I know.
Buzz, I will give you one final question for Grandpa Ganja.
Grandpa, if you could say one uninterrupted thing to my skeptical friends.
I'm not skeptical. I think it's damn illegal. That's what I think, Buzz.
What would you say in defense of marijuana?
I would really say that marijuana is utterly harmless. It cannot hurt.
That is a lie.
The only way pot could hurt you would be if a bale of the stuff fell off a high shelf and broke your neck.
Are you growing right now? Are you growing? Do you have like plants in your house right now with the black lights and all that, Grandpa?
No, I have grown it, but I don't grow now. You see, I try to stay very closely within the law here.
I saw an ad in Rolling Stone magazine. With
I
a
don't
gentleman
do anything.
And a box, and you can grow plants in it. And I was thinking about growing pot in it. What do you think
growing
of that?
Pot. Hey, huh? about the high school book. Seriously.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We are all out of time, Grandpa.
We
want to thank you very much for coming on the show. The website is www. The W does not stand for weed. GrandpasPotbook.com. Is that where people can get all your information there, Grandpa?
They can find it on there, and don't forget to check out that YouTube, Grandpa's Potbook.
Well, I know you're 76 years old, but I want you to just straighten yourself out there, okay, Grandpa?
I'm as straight as an arrow.
He's doing fine.
Thank you so much. We're going to put you on hold here, and thank you so much for being on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, you guys, it was fun.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're great.
There he goes. Pothead. Well, there's one of your people.
GrandpasPotbook.com. Go there and see what a nice man
he
is.
You know what he's doing? He's poisoning minds. That's what he's doing.
Or are you?
I am not poisoning minds.
All
Grandpa.
I know is this.
What?
I have a doctorate.
I know you do. You know, he was pretty energetic for a guy that's pretty high all
healthy,
the time.
Healthy, sharp, busy writer.
I don't think
a doctorate
he was high.
In education.
I think he's
making
but
he
the whole thing up.
He lacked the wherewithal to get an agent.
Yeah, that's true. He can't
because
do that because
but he can get out a sentence.
It's because he's high.
Hey, there you go.
All right.
Do you have a doctorate?
Let me set this up. Boys, stop your fighting because we have to play the game that I stole from another radio
show.
Pick
on my friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to play meal or no meal.
Yeah.
Now, that caller before said somebody else in Radioland is doing this, but they're not doing it nearly as stupidly as we are.
Not doing it right.
I guarantee you our way is very simple. You might remember a game we played a short time ago called Whose iPod Is It Anyway?
I remember that game.
This is a variation on that same theme. This is what I've asked everybody to do. This was the homework assignment last night. It was quite simple. I wanted everybody on the show, that is Rob, Buzz, me, Joe, everybody had to write down every single meal they had in 24 hours.
From the end of the show to the beginning of the show.
That's right. 24 hours of food. We're going to break it down into individual food items, not the whole meal.
I understand.
And what we're going to ask you wonderful people to do is get on the line right now at 877-365-3636 and play meal or no meal. It is quite simple. I will tell you the food item. You tell me which one of us ate it.
It's a guessing game.
It's a wonderful guessing game.
And if you think you know us, then you should have no trouble.
But there is strategy involved, Rob, because I think we've discussed some of our eating habits on the air, and I think people know a little bit about our lifestyles, like old Wacky Tobacco over here.
Oh, yeah.
And all you have to do is get on the line right now and play meal or no meal. Will we have any prizes? No, we don't do prizes. We didn't do it for the iPod game, did we?
We can give a small stipend.
The prize is the satisfaction of a job well done.
I think that's the right idea. So if you'd like to play meal or no meal, get on the line right now. We will play that next on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.